Now we have letters to the evening news. So much has been written about the political climate, so ignoring that, we talk about a local issue.
There has been a lot written about rough sleepers and making donations to homeless charities instead of giving money to those living on the streets. Here are some online comments.
The issue of homelessness is a complete one, and it's completely true that there is ample help for people who need it and seek it. If someone chooses to sleep rough, although heaven knows why you would, it's an appalling situation for anyone to be in, then that really needs to be their decision, and that needs to be respected. Support and help can be offered, but if a person's situation is too chaotic and unstable then, until they are able to face the issue, it can't be any more than that. We can't get into a situation where we are compelling private citizens to take help. A caring society is there to help and support, but, hard as it may be, we also need to respect individuals to make their own decisions, even if that means the decision ultimately destroys them.
Why can't people just spend their money how they see fit? By the same token, once the homeless have the money, it's theirs to do with as they wish. What's the problem? If someone who works in an office all week chooses to spend a couple of hundred quid on booze at the end of the weekend, nobody bats an eyelid. Of course, the alternative would be actually addressing the situation.
Colin Burley of Toffwood wants to spend his hard-earned cash. I'm in something of a quandary. The need to have a piece of bathroom equipment replaced has corresponded with the announcement of the Norwich City season ticket prices for the next season. The burning question is, do I pay for a new shower at home or plough money into the old shower at Carrow Road?